Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
And we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate and turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on tonight?
Tonight, Chris, I want to shout out to Justin Simmons, the safety for the Denver Broncos. Of course, he was their Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee this year, Chris. And I looked at his bio on the NFL Man of the Year the page, and I don't think I've ever seen anything longer than his bio. It has nothing to do with him as a player. It's about the things he's done. He's only been in the league 4 or 5 years, Chris, has played very well for Denver, but has immersed himself such into that community out in Colorado that it's just mind-boggling. I was doing some math. I mean, at one point, he has volunteered for no less than 16 different community organizations. Just a few of them, I'll throw them out there. They're the Boys and Girls Clubs of Denver, Children's Hospital of Colorado, the Denver Rescue Mission. He's very big with the Food Bank of the Rockies, Chris. You'll often see him serving meals and gathering food for people. Very big with the Global Down Syndrome Association, Habitat for Humanity, Make-A-Wish, United Way. I can keep going. Special Olympics.
Wow.
It's amazing how this guy gets around. I never saw a guy spread his time among so many things, but has been very big. Again, back to the hunger thing. Has been so much things in the greater metro area. The Denver Rescue Mission, again, he's done a lot in schools. He donated a lot of his own money in the form of school grants for kids, student led teams to make a difference in communities. He's done arts and crafts things at schools, and is very big with pediatric oncology patients, Chris. He visits cancer centers, especially at the Children's Hospital of Colorado. Again, I could keep going. I mean, I haven't even touched on this guy. It's amazing to me. I'm not going to say it's amazing he didn't win the award, because all of these guys are so deserving. But I encourage anyone, see, if you have any doubts about what these guys are doing, and it's not all about the knuckleheads you read in the news, look up on NFL.com under the Man of the Year section, Justin Simmons of the Denver Broncos. Safety, great player, but what he does off field, Chris, will always trump his efforts on the field. Great man, Justin Simmons.
Absolutely. You want to talk about a guy doing it in all kinds of different places. Kudos to him, Bob. Good story. Tonight, in honor of having Zig with us, I'm going to cross over to hockey and put my spotlight on the Penguins' newly acquired winger, Jason Zucker. And Bob, remember earlier this year, we recognized Minnesota Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph for the Kyle Rudolph end zone that he helped to fund and build at the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital. Well, inside of that end zone, Jason Zucker, who came over from the Minnesota Wild, that's where he was playing, he funded an 800-square-foot locker room and broadcast studio. He personally donated $160,000 to get it started. And it's a place where kids can go and they can laugh and relax and have some fun. Plus, there's a state-of-the-art broadcast studio that they put in there that they can produce and host their own shows at. And those shows range from music request hours to game shows to celebrity visits who come and sit down and do interviews, particularly guys from the Wild. Zucker and his wife, Carly, who he credits for coming up with the idea, have pledged $1,600 for every goal that Jason scores this season to go back and go and continue to fund the locker room. And it's named in honor of a young boy named Tucker Hellstrom, and it's called Tucker's Team Locker. Tucker was a patient at the hospital. He had a rare form of bone cancer, and Jason was his favorite player. And during the 2016 year, Jason, of course, would visit all the kids, but he and Tucker became close. They had a special relationship, and he would spend time with Tucker. And very sadly, in July of that year, Tucker passed away. He was just 9 years old. But Jason has kept Tucker's legacy growing through the locker room and through the studio. And Jason's number 16, and he has a crowdfund site that where you can go on. We encourage everyone to go on there. And he's asking people to donate to, continuing up with the things going on there at the hospital and make donations in multiples of 16th, if that's his number. He's also partnering with a company that has a website, unrl.co, so C-O, and it's a hashtag Give16 campaign to raise money. And you can go online to, again, the site, unrl.co. They've got a lot of great stuff on there and that Jason is sponsoring. They've got the hashtag Give16 hat that you can buy on there. And again, proceeds go back to the hospital. Jason is signing some of those, so there's a limited edition number of autographed hats. But the hat styles are fantastic, and they've got 16 different ones. So one a week, they're coming out there. So the hats are available for a limited time. I went out there tonight and got myself one because it looks fantastic. And I'm going to continue to check that site weekly and hopefully get in there early enough to get Jason to sign one for me. But like I say, please go online and check it out. Give what you can to help the kids that are out there battling cancer. Help them, give them a fun place to go, a place that they can be themselves, relax, get in the studio, and forget about the things that they are dealing with for a while. It's a wonderful cause. He and his wife, Carly, Jason and Carly Zucker, wonderful people, great player, but wonderful people, like you mentioned a moment ago, Bob. Stuff that happens on the ice with Jason doesn't trump what he's doing away from the ice and what he's doing to help kids have a better life and be able to have some fun dealing with some horrible things. But he's helping to give them an outlet there in the hospital. So I thought that was a wonderful story.
It is, Chris. And wow, what a wonderful way to end the show. And I know you and I will be keeping our eyes on stories like this over the next few months because, again, we say it all the time. We don't read about this. It's up to you and I and people like ourselves to bring it out because the stuff that sells is the bad stuff that you're going to find online. You got to dig a little, which we will gladly do to come up with these stories to put smiles on people's faces. But kudos to these guys tonight. These two guys are just very special individuals, as are every guy we feature and women that we feature at this spot in every show we do. So I'm sure with all the shows we continue to do, we'll end it with this because there's no other way, better way to do it.
Yeah, couldn't agree with that statement more. Always go out on a positive note. And there are a lot of guys. There are more athletes, guys and gals in their respective sports that are doing great stuff out there in the communities than there are the knuckleheads. But we know the knuckleheads are always the thing to grab the headline, and that's not the way it should be. We should be celebrating the folks that are out there doing great stuff and ignoring the knuckleheads. And that's what we do on this show, and that's why we love doing the Spotlight on the Positive every single week. All right, Bob, time to put a bow on this season of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks to Tony Collins, Lid Kane, and Zig Percassi for joining us tonight. And as always, Bob, I can't thank you enough for being here and being in the co-host chair with me, doing this show all the time. Another great season, and you're fantastic, my friend. Couldn't and wouldn't want to do it without you.
Well, what can I say, Chris? I was doing a little math during the week. I believe you and I have probably done 500 shows together, give or take, baseball, football, and golf-related ones. And the fact that we're still doing them is something that I truly take pride in, and I'm very thankful for. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to work with many people over the past 20 years or so, but I've definitely worked with you the most. And I think there's a reason for that. Number one, it works. And number two, it's very, very and beyond enjoyable. And I want to thank you for the quality of shows you produce, you know, your professionalism, and just for the opportunity to co-host with you for so long. I don't know if we have another 500 shows in the tank, Chris, but I think I speak for the two of us in saying that we're going to give it our best shot. And I know we'll probably do some golf shows together before we talk football again, Chris, but I just want to thank you again for another great season, for being a terrific friend, and just for being the best co-host that an old New Englander could ever ask for.
Oh, I appreciate you saying that very much. That means a great deal to me. Yeah, and like I say, you know, we've got the golf show teed up, and it's going to get kicked off next week. Next on the Tee, go online, nextonthetee.net, check it out, and see who the guest schedule is. And I hope, Bob, we do get the opportunity to do a few on that side as well. And in between now and then, my friend, you know, take it all in, right? We We rest up, we recharge the batteries, and we'll be back here on Thursday night tailgate, probably in late August, to get ready for another NFL season and our ninth year doing the show. Folks, we hope you'll continue to follow us on social media. On Twitter, you can find Twitter and Instagram. You can find me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob _ Lazzeri. The show is at TNT Podcast. Visit us on Facebook. Both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages, plus we got a page for the show as well, Thursday Night Tailgate. Always, we ask you to give us a like. That's very important to us. And, you know, our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, we've got a handful of the most recent episodes, so you can click on any of those, and it'll take you back over to our page on Podbean. So there you can stream or download any of our archive episodes there. To Bob's point, we probably got close to 500 episodes on there, and we've got individual segments. So whether you've got 2 hours on your commute or 20 minutes to listen to a single episode or a single segment, we've got everything you need there over on Podbean. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on iHeartRadio. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Google Podcasts. You can find us on radio.com. We're all over the net. So we continue to thank you for listening and then being the best part of what we do. And we look forward to season number 9 a few months from now. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris. We'll talk soon. And speaking of thanks, we want to throw thanks out to our great announcer all year long, Joe Lajanusa, who does such a great job with our intro and ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank every one of those fans out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. Until next season, good night, Kevin, Terry, and Rusty. We miss you guys.
Take a breath and say, can't tell the day or time, but I know this day will end.